if one began eating a meal on Rosh Chodesh during daytime, but the meal continued until after nightfall, is he to recite Yalav Yavai in his Birchas Hamazon, in his benching of Matzei Rosh Chodesh? Likewise, if you ate a snack of Mezeinis and you need to say Al HaMichya, and you're only saying the Al HaMichya after nightfall of Rosh Chodesh, should you say Me'ein HaMe'uda, should you mention Rosh Chodesh in your Al HaMichya? So this question is discussed in the Paiskim not only regarding Rosh Chodesh, but regarding any day in which a special recital is brought in Birchas Hamazon for that day, such as Shabbos, Yantiv, Chanukah, Purim, etc. What is the law if one is benching on Matzei of that day? Does he mention Me'ena Ma'ura? Does he mention Ritzei Yalaviyave Alanisim or not? And we find a three-way debate on this matter in the Rishonim and the Achreinim. One side says that you should always mention the day even when you're benching at night, because the benching is going on the meal you ate during the day. That's what you're thanking Hashem for. And when you ate the meal during the day, it was Rosh Chodesh, it was Yantiv, it was Shabbos, it was Chanukah. So is the ruling of the Rishonim, the Agos Maimonis, the Orchos Chaim. And so is recorded in the Shulchan Aruch of the Mechaber 188.10, and is his first opinion in 695.3, and so is the first opinion in the Alter Rebbe Shulchan Aruch 188.17. And so rule other Achreinim. However, others argue and say, no, you're benching now. Now it's not Rosh Chodesh, now it's not Shabbos, now it's not Yantif. Then you can't say it, it's a lie. What are you going to say? B'yayim Rosh HaChodesh Hazeh, when it's already Matzei Rosh Chodesh. You're not allowed to lie, even though you ate the meal during the day, one has nothing to do with the other. And therefore they rule that you never mention Me'ena Ma'ura, you never mention Ritzei Alaviyavei Alanisim if the day's already over. So is the ruling of the Rush, and so is recorded as the second opinion in the Shulchan Aruch of the Alter Rebbe and in the Shulchan Aruch of the Mechaber. The Alter Rebbe brings a third opinion in the name of the Achreinim, which is a compromise between the two, and says by those days where the concept of Tesefis, Shabbos and Yantiv apply, then since you can continue Shabbos and Yantiv even until afterwards, then you do say Ritzei Yalav Yavi. But when the concept doesn't apply, then you can't. So therefore, by Shabbos and Yantiv, that there's a mitzvah to add to the day, then even though you're benching at night, you can say and have to say Yalav Yavi and Ritzei, even though you're benching at night on Matzei. However, on Chanukah and Purim and Rosh Chodesh, since the concept of Tesefes doesn't apply, there's no mitzvah to add on to the holiday. Therefore, you don't say Me'ena Ma'urin, benching at night after. You don't say Yalav Yavir Ala Nisim. So is the third opinion of the Alter Rebbe, mentioned in the Shulchan Aruch as the middle opinion, and so is the ruling of the Shla Kaddish, the Eila Shabbos. It's a custom that's recorded in the Shut of the Ramah, an opinion recorded in the Magen Avraham and Ber Heitiv. So, how do we rule? While the Mechaber in the Shulchan Aruch in chapter 695 leaves us hanging with the Machlekes without an arbitration, the Alter Rebbe rules in the Shulchan Aruch 188.17 that the custom is like the first opinion, to always, by every holiday, when you're benching the night after, by Matzah, you always mention the Me'ena Ma'ura of that day's occurrence. So therefore, on Matzah Rosh Chodesh and Matzah Yantav, you say Yalav Yavei when benching on Matzah for a meal that you ate during the day. And so on, by Purim and Chanukah, you say Alanisim, and by Shabbos, you say Ritzei at night. This is likewise the ruling of the vast majority of the Paiskim, the Achreinim. So rules the Mechaber 188.10 without even bringing the other opinion. So rules the Ramah in 695.3 to be the final arbitration. So is the ruling of the Levush, the Yerabu, the Mishnah Brura, the Shulchan Atar, the Likutei Marich, and the Paiskim of today, the Shevet Halevi, the Or LeZion, Rav Avad Yosef and Yechave Das, and many other Achreinim. The one opinion which stands out and says that no, you should not say Me'ena Ma'ura on Matzei Shabbos or Matzei Rosh Chodesh or Matzei Yantiv is the opinion of the Ben Ish Chai and the Kaf HaChaim, who say it's better not to make a hefsek, suffik brachas lahakil. And therefore they hold, like the second stringent opinion, that you never say it. Practically, most Sfardim are accustomed, like the previous opinion, to say it, as we said before. Although some are accustomed not to say it at all, following the opinion of the Ben Ish Chai. Now, some final details regarding this ruling. Number one, as the Alter Rebbe points out, and likewise brought in the Mishnah Berurah and other Achreinim, that one is to recite the Me'ena Ma'ura in benching, even if he benches many hours into the night. So even if you're benching 12 o'clock at night for a meal you started during the daytime, you still say it. Likewise, you say it in the regular Nusach of Bayayim Hazeh, even though it's not today anymore. However, you only say it if you ate a kazayis of bread during daytime hours. before Shkia. If, however, you only ate after Shkia, then you do, or you finished the Kazayas after Shkia, then you do not say Meina Ma'ura when benching on Matzah that day. Likewise, if you forgot to say Alav Yaveh and you remembered right before beginning the fourth blessing, after Uvnei Yerushalayim, then you do not say that extra blessing with Shemu Malchus, with Hashem's name, as you would regularly do. Likewise, if an individual daven Ma'ariv prior to benching, then he will no longer say Yalav Yaveh in his benching, as he has officially already accepted the next day in his Ma'ariv, and therefore he can't mention the previous day any longer in his benching. And therefore, initially, one should always bench before he davens Ma'ariv when he's benching for a meal of the previous day, and he needs to mention the Ma'ura of Ritzei Yalav Yavar Alanisim of that day. For the same reason, if one davened Ma'ariv early, after Plaga Minchan Reish Chodesh, and then ate his dinner before nightfall, he does not say Yalav Yavar, even though it's technically still daytime. Now, regarding Alamichir or Me'ein Shalish, if a person ate Mezainis or Shivaminim or wine on Reish Chodesh and is reciting Me'ein Shalish on Matzah Reish Chodesh, then the implication of the Paiskim is that he does not recite Me'ein Amuri, does not mention Reish Chodesh in his Alamichia, and so rules the Shevet HaKa'asi, and is the implication of the Ma'im Mordechai in the Alter Rebbe and other Paiskim, although there are Paiskim who argue and say that it is to be said.
Thank you for listening to ShulchanAruchHarav.com. Our free services of making Torah knowledge available to the public depends on donors like you. Please help us continue our work through making even a small contribution at ShulchanAruchHarav.com under the Daily Halacha Dedication section or in the subscription page. Also, check out our online courses and many Sefarim available for purchase that will both enhance your Torah knowledge and help support our work.